This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. Hard to believe it's already November 8th, 2015. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then, of course, there is the weekday broadcast as well, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, now 4 hours long, and the nightly news. I did a Facebook mentions right before we went live today. I don't do that very often, but I tell you, the conflagration of news, the way things are aligning, the perfect storm that's unfolding economically, culturally, politically, militarily, astrophysically, is really legendary. And they're having a major UN conference to openly bring in world government in December. We're now about a month and a half out from that week-long conference beginning. The conference is so important that France, who lobbies to keep all the EU borders open, will be closing its borders coming up in about a week throughout this period because they don't want anybody to come in and cause a disruption during the formation of the open planetary government. You notice they passed the TPP 4.5 weeks ago in line with this. We only Friday got the full text of it, or Thursday got the full text of it. This is a big deal. Vladimir Putin is going to be attending, and he will be the only major world leader. That tells you how sewn up things are at the top of the pyramid, who will reportedly say it is a plan to destroy nation states, starve over a billion people, and selectively bankrupt energy companies not controlled by the globalists, which is exactly what the plan is. Putin came out 2 weeks ago and said this. He came out again last week and said it. He said he didn't buy it completely years ago. Of course, he knew full well what it was. But now Russia is under such attack and so encircled, and they're trying to destroy the energy systems of Russia and Europe, for that matter, that Putin is telling it like it is. And it is a big deal because they get up on the news and say, no world leader believes that man-made climate change isn't real. No scientists believe it isn't real. There's actually studies out there where the majority of hydrologists and meteorologists and astrophysicists and climatologists say it's a total fraud. The only thing that's constant is change. So they've gone from global freezing in the 60s and 70s and 80s to global warming in the 90s and 2000s, and now it's just change. And they go, you don't believe there's change? You're crazy. Well, of course, we know there's change. And we know humans have some effect on the environment, especially the secretive geoengineering going on in the United States, in Europe, in China, in Russia, in Japan, in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia, in South Africa. Brazil engages in it. It's all secretive, but it's going on 24/7. Oh, but that man-made climate change should not be looked at. No. You and your car, you and your breath, you, the carbon-based life form, you are the problem that must be dealt with, so that's coming up. But the really big news that I covered in the Facebook mentions earlier, one of our big Facebook pages, the one with a million likers, whatever you call it, is the fact that U.S. official 99.9% certain Russian plane was felled by a bomb, not a failed bomb, that the plane was destroyed or felled like a tree by the bomb. Really? Because more and more evidence points towards a missile. And why is this so important? We'll break it all down.
Waging war Nation. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live, covering some of the most important major developing news stories, not just of our time, but of the entire history of this species on this planet. We are in a position where, for the first time in our history, since the 1940s, we are able to destroy our planet. And now more and more countries, more and more organizations are able to carry out attacks, are able to carry out events that could end not just human life as we know it, but life on this planet as we know it. And there are so many of these threats. There are cultural threats on basic human innovation and freedom. There are military threats. There are biological threats. There are random industrial threats, like the Hadron Collider and many other industrial systems. And I'm not here fear-mongering about all this. I'm concerned that the people running the planet who promote world government in the name of global security are the very ones, 9 times out of 10, that are destabilizing and that are doing the wild testing and that are doing the genetic engineering and engaging in the cyclotron activity and engaging in the proliferation of chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear weapons. You come to the realization, the more you study, the more you research, that we are in the hands of abject lunatics. Now, that said, let me just give you some of the headlines here that we're going to be going over here on the broadcast today. And this will be our top story, the first group of articles I'm getting to when we come back in the next segment. U.S. official, 99.9% certain Russian plane was felled by bomb. Then we have this report that came out Friday, London Independent. Rocket which came within 1,000 feet of Thomas flight fired during Egyptian military training exercise, government says. British plane was nearly hit in missile incident at Southern Air Force Base in Egypt, official, NBC News. Now Egypt denies missile fired near UK passenger plane. First on CNN, U.S. official believes ISIS planted bomb on Russian plane. Really, first on CNN? We told you that the day it happened. That it obviously was a missile or a bomb. Planes just don't blow up and then strewn themselves over a mile like they told us happened with Flight 93 on 9/11. That's like saying CNN's the first to tell you a week after that rain sometimes falls from the sky or that frogs are green. Anti-terrorism hacker group reveals 40 ISIS websites protected by U.S. tech firm. They happen to all be basically on one tech firm, and they're allowed to operate. We've sent out email before to someone that claimed they'd unsubscribed, even though we use establishment web servers and follow all the rules, and we had servers shut down because of it. But I'm to believe that ISIS and Al-Qaeda can operate for years on Pentagon websites, Pentagon servers, Pentagon-run systems, CIA-connected tech firms. It's totally synthetic, manufactured by the same criminals that run this government, the same ones that funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda. When we come back from break, I'm going to go over all of this and why it's so important. Now we learn from British newspapers that British extremists linked to jet bomb. When aren't they linked? Pentagon chief, we'll need much more than airstrikes to beat ISIS. I think we're looking to do more. Now, why do I start with this today? Because there's so much more that has to be covered. I do that because this is part of a larger global destabilization plan, and we should look at how they're going to use the threat of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, all the same group, run by the same people, to threaten the West, attack the West, and then enslave the people of the West and have giant, bloated, increased budgets going after the American and the Western taxpayer. It is completely sick. For the New World Order, the journey is the destination. Crisis is their brand. Chaos is their brand. Destabilization is their brand. They create and fund the crises or exacerbate them, pose as the saviors, get the taxpayer money to fight it, and then only make it worse over and over again. Problem, reaction, solution. Create the problem, create a bunch of fear, then offer your solution, which is more control. And then, of course, they've suspended logic and common sense. Europe has open borders. The United States has open borders. They let people come in with fake passports, 80%+ of them. They let them engage in terror attacks. The terror attacks are covered up. Army, Navy centers are attacked by jihadis. Newspapers and police stations are attacked by jihadis in Europe. Stuff's blown up. People are attacked on trains. And it's covered up, and we're told it's not terrorism. That's because they're letting the threat build to a crescendo level. And then their answer is take our freedoms, give themselves unlimited funding. But Benghazi happened, what, 3 years ago or so? And within a week of it happening, we laid out that it was the murder of Ambassador Stevens so the weapons could be transferred to Al-Qaeda. And once that was done, they then simply cover up the fact that that ever happened, even though it's in plain view. They're able to take down the Assad regime, take down other regimes, and then menace the West with these attacks and take our freedoms here. Now, I know I've said this over 1,000 times, and now you're seeing it start to happen. I don't think a bomb, it may have happened, it may have been smuggled on by airport security, but more likely, a surface-to-air MPAD or Stinger-type missile, thousands of which were given to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, was used to do it. And just last week, Al-Qaeda came out, as well as ISIS, and said, we have surface-to-air missiles. We're going to shoot down jet airliners. So what is David Cameron going to do? What is Hillary Clinton going to do? What is Barack Obama going to do? What are the French presidents going to do, the one that was in charge when it happened and the new one? What is Merkel of Germany going to do? What are they going to do when their little jihad buddies that NATO, Turkey, and others have backed go around and start shooting down jet airliners? Because they don't follow Western orders. They've just been wound up and protected to attack. How does the mainstream corporate media think they're going to get away with carrying something like this out? Well, they think the public is so politically illiterate that they'll be able to actually do this. But I do want to air a compilation of clips going back to Benghazi and right through to last year when we put this video report out in 2014, detailing the fact that we've continued to warn that this point is coming, that we are approaching this point. Then we're going to move away after the next segment or so from the fake threat, because there's three rails they use to take our liberties worldwide. Dependency, getting people on the welfare state, making them so dependent they can't think for themselves and have got to be fed by the government, clothed by the government, housed by the government, educated by the government, their butts wiped by the government. Terrorism, and then, of course, government saving the world from outside threats like global warming that's now climate change. And that's all coming up because the biggest meeting pushing world government in history is about to happen next month. And it is a big deal. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's the bottom line. Al-Qaeda, ISIS is run by the West on record. Now the Pentagon has been shamed into launching some operations against them because the Russians are in there taking them out. When we come back from break, I'm gonna air this special piece right now. I'm going to go over why this is such a big deal. Then the segment after that, the big global summit for world government and how it is designed to literally turn off the global economy and consolidate control. But first off, here are some excerpts of myself in the last 3 years since Benghazi, breaking down exactly what happened there and the fact that these missiles were transferred to Al-Qaeda, now ISIS, to be able to bring down basically security in the West as a pretext for a power grab. Here it is. Finally, somebody who's really big in the media is talking about something that we have been just screaming and yelling over, and McClatchy finally covered it. In fact, will you guys repull that and the article out of yesterday's stack where Al-Qaeda promises that after Assad falls to attack America with the missiles? This is all in the British and German and French news. With the missiles our government and NATO gave them. Now, that said, France is leading the warmongering drum to invade, and there's a U.S. Aircraft carrier and amphibious landing force right off the coast. This is incredible.
December 2012.
And there's U.S. Special Forces, admittedly, for at least 9 months, the 22-month operation against Syria. They're backing up Al-Qaeda. But what is Drudge doing? It's up at Infowars.com. He sends it out on his @Drudge Twitter. This is a big deal. Drudge chides Obama over hysterical Syria WMD rhetoric. The Assad regime, who's not perfect but wasn't attacking anybody, with real Al-Qaeda. That's the main force. In fact, guys, will you print me the CFR thing from 3 months ago? Just type in CFR says we, quote, need Al-Qaeda. That'll pull up the InfoWars article. You can print that. Then that will link to the CFR report. Print that. Now that I think about it, I want to just re-show all this stuff to people, along with the McClatchy. There's an LA Times. Well, there's hundreds of articles out there saying, well, there is Al-Qaeda, part of the force. And, well, yeah, they're about half the force. Well, actually, they're leading the force. Well, actually, they are the force. And we could get our liberties back. This could kill the hoax of Al-Qaeda, the hoax of 9/11, all of it. These guys out of Saudi Arabia, who they brought into Libya next to Egypt, are now going up here just north of Israel and Lebanon. They are now going into Syria, which is to get ready to go into Iran over here. They are openly, with signs on the BBC, saying, we're done with Libya, we're going to Syria. They do this, 50,000 at least. They've been given, and here's the key, not 1,000, not 2,000, not 3,000, not 4,000, not 5,000, not 6,000, not 7,000, not 8,000, not 9,000, not 10,000, not 11,000, 20,000 surface-to-air, heat-seeking, and radar-guided SAM missiles. And they are now saying that when this is in the news, this is LA Times, McClatchy, you name it. Our government gave it to them, our banker-run government. You understand how big this is. They are saying that they are going, let me repeat this again, to take over Libya. They did that. Next, we're going to Syria. Now they say we're going to Iran, which is Shiite, the Muslim minority. They're going to go to Iran, and when they're done, they're going to USA. And the feds, which are Federal Reserve bankers, they are absolutely going to arm them to come to America, attack us, and then they're going to take all our liberties in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda that they run. The bankers run Al-Qaeda to take over Libya, to take over Syria, to take over Iran, to take over Iraq previously, and now Al-Qaeda, run by British intelligence for 100 years, is going to attack America and shoot down aircraft with heat-seeking and radar-guided missiles. They stand 2 miles from, I'm like 3 miles from the airport. I could see, these guys could sit there and just wait till aircraft pull off, take off, blow them up. When they're coming in, blow them up. And they will do it, and the media thinks you're so dumb they are going to do all this until you give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda. And it may not even be Al-Qaeda. It may be other mercenaries doing it. I mean, this is how you bring a country down.
When, quote, government screwed up in the past or in any other country for that matter, the people responsible for it resign or go to jail. But nowadays, the answer is give us more funding. And that's what Hillary Clinton said. That's why whenever FEMA ordered the police to stand down during Katrina on Bush's watch, FEMA then got even more funding, saying we need more power. They've engineered that into the system. It's just an amazing level of corruption. But you see, watching the Senate hearings with Hillary, only part of it is being covered. Because our government armed the Libyan Al-Qaeda rebels out of Saudi Arabia, who first came from Saudi Arabia and other countries, into Benghazi 2 years ago to destabilize and take down Libya. They were on the BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, Syria. They've been there. They've been given heat-seeking missiles. Some numbers are as high as 15,000. Most numbers are around 12,000. 10,000 of those heat seekers, pretty high tech. Take down any jet airliner you want. They've been attacking jet airliners, shooting them up. Passenger liners. And then the media thinks you're so stupid. They go, we have to give our rights up and invade all over Africa and Algeria and Mali because Al-Qaeda's there. And then our criminal occupied government uses that as a pretext with NATO and France to invade Mali and Algeria and other areas. I mean, it's amazing. We predicted 4 years ago in the Obama deception they would use Al-Qaeda that they control to invade all over Africa because we know how they operate. And we saw the buildup of AFRICOM. We've been talking about Benghazi and what it means. I mean, why would they want to order a stand down and let people be killed? Bare minimum, they ordered a stand down. That's come out. There was a stand down. They're threatening everybody. They're acting totally paranoid. They've been caught lying. We know there were arms being transferred. But did they go in there to get rid of the State Department because the State Department wouldn't transfer the heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda? That's now being discussed on CNN. That's now what the CIA whistleblowers are telling CNN and Reuters and AP. Because if you look at the layers of the onion here, folks, Wayne Madsen, Steve Pachinik, Dr. Pachinik, and Colonel Schaefer, who works at the highest level of black ops, all said the same thing in the week, the month, and the months after. And their interviews are all up on Infowars.com. Insider, Wayne Madsen, and others expose the confirmed Benghazi was cover-up of arms transfer to Al-Qaeda. And why are we going back to this now? Because we said it first, then CNBC of all places. DrudgeReport.com covered it within a month of it as well. A, did the attack start? It was the Benghazi hired security.
All right, let's stop right there.
By the State Department.
We've got hours of this, and I'm done airing it. The point is we predicted everything that's now unfolding, and the system's trying to spin it. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that.
So why am I saying it's such a big deal that we now have the British saying that somebody fired a missile a month ago at a passenger jet flying out of Egypt back into the UK? Well, why is it such a big deal? They're claiming that a bomb or a missile took down the Russian aircraft, the biggest loss of life since 9/11. It's a big deal because the people that have claimed responsibility for it, the Muslim Brotherhood slash Wahhabists slash ISIS slash Al-Qaeda slash Al-Nusra, it's all the same group, is being funded by Western governments in the fake Arab Spring to not bring freedom to the Middle East and Africa, but to bring tyranny. And radical Islam is now on the march all over the world with Western backing, with borders being opened up, with free welfare, with everything else. So you've got to ask yourself, what's the game plan? The game plan is logic has been suspended. So when these people attack us, the police state will be expanded, but the patriots will be targeted. You notice that the Homeland Security Bureau and in the UK and also in Europe, they say, oh, our threat's not radical Islam. Our threat's domestic right-wing or libertarian or nationalist groups. And we're going to arrest people that criticize open borders. And we're going to ban demonstrations. And we're going to arrest. And they did. Le Pen. She's the front runner in national polls for the next election. She's like a milquetoast Republican. And they have arrested her for likening radical Islam to the Nazi occupation of France and saying they're being occupied by radicals. They arrested and indicted her 2 weeks ago. Now, you tell me that isn't tyranny, folks. Michael Savage, a syndicated radio host, best-selling author, cannot fly to England now. And they're putting similar regulations in outside of law in the EU that if you criticize radical Islam, you can't travel or you get arrested. In German cities, mainstream news, it's one of the top stories on InfoWars, even from a week ago. Sixth grade assignment asked students to deny God exists. Oh, that's one of them. Muslim migrants invited to take over German church. Altar, cross, and pulpit removed. German school abolishes Christian festival to avoid offending Muslim migrants. That's just some of the stories in the last week. And of course, those are the most popular, most viewed, most read. This is crazy. But it's not when you understand that there's suspension of common sense in the Western population. The general public hears, hey, they're taking rights away because of the terror attack, but then it doesn't matter. You see the training videos with the FBI and local police, and they're saying, we have armored vehicles to fight veterans and gun owners. There is a coming war. We are ready. And you're just like, what? Because they're coming for us, folks. Why do you think the military's woken up? Why do you think so many cops are awake right now? Because they're called into these meeting rooms, and literally George Washington is bad-mouthed. And people say, well, why do they do that? To get people that are awake identified and to kick people off the force who freak out. They got to come out and say, we're going to put bathrooms in the first grade for trannies. And we're going to have men in inside your daughter's volleyball club's bathroom to see if you freak out, to see what you'll put up with. This is psychological warfare right now being engineered all over the country. I see these articles every day now to the point of I don't even cover them. But maybe once a week where an American flag lapel pin is banned at a university, or handing out a pocket constitution is banned, or wearing an American flag, American apparel shirt, or the California shirt with an American flag on it, it's banned. And why is it banned? Because they have to set the precedent to ban anything and everything. This is tyranny, and it's done outside of law. There's no law banning that. They just do it. And then they persecute people politically with corrupt district attorneys, corrupt judges, and corrupt grand juries to go after people like Dinesh D'Souza and others who engage in free speech. So here we are, 3 years after the Benghazi attack of 2012. And the Pentagon that was flying 13 sorties a day, 13 missions a day against Islamic State, is now reportedly flying more. And it's not that the people in the military themselves don't want to target ISIS, it's that they're not allowed to. And we know they're not allowed to target them because the military blew the whistle for the last 3 years. Come out in the news. I mean, you've heard Rand Paul, you've heard Senator Cruz and others say we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So the patriots of this country have forced this debate, but now we're here with a Russian airliner shot down, and the Russians don't even want to admit it's terrorism because they don't want to play in. See, when you get hit by real terrorism, the old playbook is you don't talk about it. You don't make a big deal about it. You don't give it attention. Because that's what the terrorists want. When your government or other groups are staging it, it's the end of the world, run around like a chicken with your head cut off. Yeah, there are 220
24 dead Russians, but that many Russians die on average a day on Russian highways. And more than that die here every day in America. Did you know that? Are we going to ban cars because of terrorism? No. When there's real terror, you don't give it attention. When the weathermen were running around blowing up police stations and the rest of it in the 70s, did people give it attention? No. So they're trying to suck the Russians into a new Vietnam. Russia's had to respond because it's their only port in the Mediterranean in Syria. They have a defense treaty with Syria. They're living up to it. But they are suckering Russia into a new Vietnam, a new Afghanistan right now. And the only question is, will our military, as advisors, which Obama now admits is going on, it's been going on for 5 years in Syria, but now they admitted it 2 weeks ago, will they actively be human shields for al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS? Will they actively fight Russians? Well, we know our military is actively fighting Russians with the illegitimate government of Ukraine right now. And again, it's not that Russia's perfect in Ukraine or doesn't have a bad history in Ukraine. It's that George Soros in the West, a year and a half ago, overthrew the Ukrainian government to start this whole crisis rolling. Now, shifting out of this issue, when we come back, I am going to get into the other big prong they're using. Fake terrors used to take our liberties and to consolidate power in the elite and for giant no-bid contracts. That's number one. Number two, the global initiative with over $100 billion spent propagandizing for it. Climate change, man-made global warming, global freezing. Whatever the weather is, it's your fault. And a global agency is going to monitor everything you do, track everything you do, and tax you and prosecute you to make sure you're behaving yourself. And the secret TPP that was made public last Thursday, 4 weeks after being passed secretly globally, not even ratified by Congress, it sets up a global UN environment court where if you even deny man-made climate change, you are arrested. A global government with inquisitors that go after you for your speech. Isn't that just darling and precious? And then the other attack, terrorism, environmental crisis, the other big leg is social cultural takeover of churches, takeover of languages, dumbing down of populations. We're going to cover that after we take phone calls at the start of the next hour. Incredible videos, the moment a Yale student encircled and shouted down a professor who told them to just look away if they were offended by Halloween costumes. The screaming, the yelling, the mind control, the panic attack, the mass mental illness, it's all coming up. The social engineering exposed. We're going to open the phones up at the start of the next hour. 877-789-2539. Stay with us.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the...
All right, in the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up and get into some of the most incredible politically correct video I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of it. We're going to have first-time callers today, though, specifically on the news we've been covering or any other issue you'd like to raise. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. That's different than the weekday show because we totally produce this one in-house. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, international, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. So there's a lot of different things that are used as social engineer, but saying the Earth's going to end, we're all going to die if you don't accept some shadowy global agreement that you can't read. And then once you get the carbon tax treaties, like the Copenhagen text 5 years ago, it sets up world government, world court, internet, microchip, police tracing of all human activity, giant taxes, banning outdoor barbecues, banning space heaters, banning light bulbs, controlling what your house can be built like, global zoning with the major corporations exempt. So they use terror to take your freedoms. They use the fake environment to take your liberty. That they're the saviors of the world. They basically cast themselves as the saviors of the world. And then, of course, they also use social engineering, political correctness. That's coming up in the next hour. But here is the stack of news on this front today. I saw this Friday, so I want to go back to this and start with this. France to tighten border controls before UN climate change meeting officials say. And Peter Sutherland, the founder of the European Union, the guy that helped bring Ireland under the EU to be physically and financially robbed, is allowing France, because the UN runs everything, to tighten its borders, but only, because you can't have borders normally, only starting next week through the end of December to make sure the global leaders are safe. They can have guns, they can have bodyguards, they can have borders. You just can't. So France can have a respite from the hundreds of thousands a month of jihadis pouring in, but just for this little holiday, so it doesn't distract from world government and all the enviro fear-mongering that if there's any climate change, if it snows, we're all dead, pay Al Gore money. If it rains, we're all dead, pay Al Gore money. If it's hot, pay Lord Rothschild Al Gore money in their carbon exchange. France to tighten border controls before UN climate change meeting officials say CNN. France will impose tighter controls on its borders ahead of next month's UN climate change conference. That means stopping Lord Monckton and others from flying in. They've stopped him all over Europe from flying in, or tried to. In Paris, French Interior Minister Bernard Chazanavenue, if I pronounced that right, said Friday, you know, I think I'm going to go to this. I wonder if they'll let me in. Normally the EU is wide open. France has moved to close its borders for several weeks. Does not mean that people cannot come into France from other European countries during this period. Rather, they can enter the country being subjected to stricter border control measures. The Interior Minister explained that the action is to, in the context of terrorist threat or risk of disruption to public order. That's right. Protesters is the real reason, not the jihadis. So, let's shift gears into what the French leaders are saying about the summit. Life on planet at stake. France warns as climate ministers meet. This would have catastrophic consequences because there would be drought, a colossal migration problems, which is already happening. See, oh, we opened the borders up and advertised free stuff. It's global warming. It did it, including problems of war and peace. Oh, so see, out of the global crisis, they offer their solution. Meanwhile, Pooty Poot, as Bush called him, is trying to shut down his borders and trying to stop the migration flow in Syria. Syria is just the open door into Turkey now through which all the jihadis pour, and that's admitted. Russian president has previously characterized climate change as a fraud. He will join more than 100 leaders at Paris climate talks. He's been kicked out of the G20 and G8. Wonder if they'll kick him out of this one, too. Because, again, they have to say everyone agrees with man-made global warming. Or I'm sorry, climate change now. More than 100 world leaders will attend the upcoming UN climate conference in Paris, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. France's foreign minister said Sunday during a three-day ministerial meeting in the capital to prepare the negotiations. Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said that Putin has accepted an invitation to attend the conference in Paris. He will be among the speakers on the conference first day, along with President Barack Obama and leaders of India and China. And he's come out just 2 weeks ago and said it is a militarized, that's a quote, weapons system to destroy nation states, cut off energy, impoverish people selectively by an inside group, which is exactly what it is, because you know, just a case point example, General Electric, 6 years into Obama's reign, has expanded its coal power plants, built new ones. No one else can. Over 1,000 have been shut, and then they just up capacity, but charge you more. Works quite well as a military operation. Now, you ask, why is all this happening? Well, whether it's real or not, I quote world leaders, I quote top transhumanists, I quote top globalists, I quote the United Nations in my oft-quoted film, End Game, like the end of a chess game. End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free on YouTube. You can buy the DVD if you want to support us and have an archive copy and show friends and family, or rent out a local theater and show it. You have my authorization, get it on Access TV, whatever. End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And in the film, we end it explaining they're going to cut off everybody's resources, consolidate power, shut down manufacturing, where you can only get corporate elite jobs or government jobs, and then or be on welfare. Then they can social engineer you once they have control over you through that. Now that's their statements, not mine. Everything I said decades ago doesn't just come true because I have a Palantir crystal ball. I'm telling you what they said they do. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a best-selling book in the 70s admitting they ship in the narcotics to America and launder the money and run it all. Now they admit all that. But, I mean, that was written the year I was born, 42 years ago. I just tell you what they openly admit. Now, the reason I say that is now it's finally in mainstream news today. London Guardian. Artificial intelligence. Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. And the rest of us will die. And as I've said many times with the globalist, it's like the Ghostbusters part one where she says, "Are you a god?" And they say, "No." And she goes, "Then die." You want to understand everything. The elite are very close to life extension technology, taking them so far into the future, 150 years old, 200 years, within a decade. They may already have the science. They're suppressing a lot of medical developments. I've been told this by top billionaires. It's leaked in the news. We're not in Kansas anymore, okay? Are they going to give 7.5 billion people that? No. And a lot of elitist wannabes and yuppies go, "Well, we shouldn't. You know, there's too many people." But you're not going to get it. You're not part of the global elite either. Do you understand that, dumbass? You're drinking fluoride. You're eating GMO. You're getting deadly vaccines pushed on you. Stop thinking you're elitist because you went to a university and bought into hating fellow humanity. We got to develop new technologies. We do have to industrialize countries. We can slow birth rates. I personally think we are overpopulated in some areas. Because if you have 7-8 kids, yeah, then you got to have 7-8 kids to support that. You need to have about 3 kids, okay? I've looked at all the actuaries. I've had all the top experts on, because some die of disease, car wrecks, whatever. Some don't have kids. You got to replace the 2 people that are there. Because we'll have a new dark ages in war if there's not enough people to support the old. And all the sociological anthropology numbers show that, too. We've got to export people to space. We've got to export people to bad climates who want to go there. There's so many things we can do, but that's not being done. The decision's been done to set up a totalitarian world government, move everything over to robots to make humans obsolete. The elites will all go be on armored reservations while we're all basically soft-killed. Now, Alex Jones has been saying that for about 18 years. I didn't know about this my first 3 years on air. But now The Guardian says it in a big old thick 7-page article. You might want to go read it. And the reason they're getting into all this now is because the decisions have been made to do this. So it's coming up, your phone calls and more. I'm Alex Jones, simply pointing out what is hiding in plain view to desperately try to get you to think for yourselves. If you want to spread the word about the broadcast, send out the link to the free audio and video feeds. It's Infowars.com/show and Infowarsstore.com has some groundbreaking, powerful products that also support the transmission. Hour 2 coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Carlos and others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Carlos in Virginia and others, stay right there. Mark in North Carolina, you name it, your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday broadcast is 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. But getting into this article out of the London Guardian, this is the exact stuff I read from the United Nations and Ray Kurzweil and Google and all of them, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago. And this is their religion. It's their game plan. It's what they've adopted. It's where they're going. And they can rationalize that they're going to keep all the technology and power for themselves because they're the saviors of the planet. And because they got in control, it's social Darwinism, they deserve to be in control. They deserve to run this operation because the fact that they're in control is prima facie or on its face that they are the heir apparents to the world. Well, here's the deal. I want to try to warn the public. I want them to know what's going on. I want to try to build some alternative debates about the future of humanity because there's not even an intellectual discussion in the general public about the fact that the decision's been made to bring in world government and exterminate most of the population. Artificial intelligence, Homo sapiens, will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. How many times have I told you the elite want to become gods? And they've had the New York Times and others make jokes about it. A new report suggests that the marriage of AI and robotics could replace so many jobs that the era of mass employment could come to an end. Oh, it's suggested? Is that why Bill Joy, 16 years ago, wrote Why the Future Doesn't Need Us and said he went to a conference with 200 top tech owners and billionaires and the consensus was we're not just going to let humans sit around and play video games all day. We're going to let them play video games while we build the robot takeover. We're going to basically bioweapon you and get rid of you. Oh, it's not scary to have world leaders talking about how they're going to kill everybody. Let's just make fun of Alex Jones and have Bill Maher make a joke about it. But you might not end up being reassured. If you wanted relief from stories about tire factories and steel plants closing, you could try relaxing with a new 300-page report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, which looks at the likely effects of robot revolution. But you might not end up being reassured, though it promises robot carriers for an aging population. It also forecasts huge numbers of jobs being wiped out of 35% of all workers in the UK unless we demand tires that say human-made. See, nobody's got, this is like the big revolution, free trade, fair trade, all these cultural movements. I've meant for over 15 years to start a foundation, and I've said this, that's like a pro-human development foundation that's not against robots but is about humans voting with their dollars while we still have that vote, to support not just stuff not made in slave factories, but to buy stuff not made by pure robots, owned by globalist companies who are part of the massive conspiracy to have the robots first get in charge of manufacturing and farming and communications until we're checkmated and have to give in to the elite's demands because they're allied with the AI system. And whether you think that's coming or not, that's the plan the elites say they're going for. It's so incredible that we're alive watching all this happen, and I can't even get the average yuppie to stop watching a UT football game. And more people I talk to just say, hey, just try to get yourself as ready as you can, try to get the remnant awake and ready, and try to get our own communities where we dig in outside of this. But then they'll just send the paramilitary technocratic systems after us because they're going to see us as a competing intelligence that doesn't want to be part of it. And then they admit in their own literature you can't really join it because the top AI system is going to basically take over everything else. And then the so-called elite that are a bunch of psychopaths are going to merge with the computers and become gods. You know they're going to start killing each other. You know this isn't going to stop. I mean, you can see where this is going. This is horrible. This is horrible, and I can't get the yuppies to care. I just can't get them.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
I've decided Beavis and Butthead may be geniuses compared to the public.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show at Hank Hill introduced him, huh? That is Mike Judge introduced the show, my good buddy. Who made the film Idiocracy that he conceded has now come true a couple hundred years early. So we're going to go to your phone calls now. I started getting into this article from The Guardian that is truly intriguing because It's the public rollout of what's already been decided to be done to you and your family. And there is a 100% alternative to this right now, should the public choose to get informed and decide to struggle and fight back. The problem is the feather bed, the entertainment grid, the opiate of the masses has been designed to be so alluring, but also unfulfilling, but still alluring, and so IQ and neuron destroying, as the studies show, what screen time does, that most people are already in a deep trance and cannot be reached. And they're going to be boiled like frogs slowly as to never be uncomfortable as their eyes roll back in their heads culturally, spiritually, politically, and they finally are thrown on the ash heap of history. The decision has been made that humans are obsolete. The decision has been made to phase us out. The decision has been made to first dumb us down and make us economically under the control of governments and large computer farms and robot manufacturing and agrarian farming systems. And then there will be the social mopping up of the public as the giant mass of 80% of people by then, this is about a decade out probably, 80% will be on the dole and will be howling and demanding that the human farms and sectors not under their control be destroyed, because the propaganda will tell them that they're not getting all the goods of the rich humans not living inside the compact city, UN, Agenda 21 controlled systems. That'll be after the third world's been wiped out with bioweapons released by terrorists, you mean the globalists. And we're all in compact cities, you know, showing off how much we submit to the system so that we have the chance to join the Global Academy and go on and be part of the advanced reservations and government facilities. Don't leave us here with the general public and to the off-world bases and the undersea bases and the offshore bases. Oh, protect us. Let us be part of the fabulous new world government. We're the rock star globalist. We'll be preparing to merge with AI and become gods in their own words. And then perhaps you can serve them and bow down to them because you genetically had what it took to join them. That's the actual plan. And to come to think of it, that repeatedly I've been contacted by globalist billionaires, top elitists, and offered to join them. And they say, because you care and you see it, the public doesn't care. They don't want your help. We've already tried to help them. Just join us. And I just can't do it. A, because it tells me my soul will be destroyed. I mean, I just, God-fearing part of me knows it's joining with evil. Also, I don't trust these people. They're going to screw over almost everybody that joins with this system. And that's clear. It's the very nature of the system. And it's just, I just don't hate humanity. As ugly and dumb as we are, the globalists are the author of much of what we've done. They are the authors of how far we've fallen to a great extent. And so I've chosen who I'm with. As pathetic and dumb as they are, and I mean, I can't blame an autistic child who was given, you know, 40-something shots by 18 months and can't talk and, you know, was 10 years old screaming in a movie theater in diapers. I mean, I can't feel elitist because I can't help them and they're dumb. I have to just try to lovingly save kids that haven't been hit yet by the enemy's operation. As they test, how many brain damaged kids can we get? How many people with cancer can we get? How many neurological disorders can we get before people look around them and go, somebody's targeting us. Somebody's hitting us with something. And it's all in the white papers. I mean, I've literally seen thousands of articles and white papers over the years admitting all this. Secret meetings for world government, secret meetings for world population reduction, secret meetings on what additives should be put in the water. I mean, in Singapore, per neighborhood, they put different stuff in the water. It's the global testing center. Obviously, it's an island, and I've been told don't come there or I'll be thrown in chains. But they're doing this here, too. I mean, you're not in Kansas, is what I'm trying to get at here. And I know I say that all the time, but I'm on a planet in deep space. Obviously, stuff's pretty wild. Things are not what they seem. And I always thought I was just average. But I guess if you're just an average person compared to people that are totally dumbed down and mesmerized by television, or who don't even believe in themselves enough to get anything done or stand up to tyranny, what do you do? Carlos, Aaron, Josh, Clayton, Mark, I will go to all of you if the hair lips the admiral when we come back in the next segment. And then I'll take other calls and get into political correctness, which is just mind control. But I started reading this article and it really flipped me out this morning, and then seeing it in the stack today and just being reminded of it because I didn't learn anything from it. And the article's written to basically just prepare you for it, because metaphysically they have to warn you before they do something to you. It's by Charles Arthur. I'd like to get Charles Arthur on the show. But if you want to read the real antecedent to this, read Why the Future Doesn't Need Me by Bill Joy in 1999 in April in Wired magazine. But this is The Guardian. Artificial intelligence. Homo sapiens will be split into a handful of gods and the rest of us. Actually, no, the gods are going to kill everybody. Of course, those who the gods would make, those who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. I forget who said that. And these so-called gods, these modern Neros, you really think the real creator of this planet is going to let you win? See, you're handicapped. You don't have the dimensional connections to the spirit world. And so you don't realize that what you're doing is demonic, and what you're doing is the pure nature of evil to end free will and to play God and to not let humans develop naturally. You'll argue there is no natural development. There is no unnatural mutation. I've heard it all from the IBM executives and the rest of them. Okay, I know what you're going to say before you think it. Talking to people out there that buy into all this crap because you went to some meeting at a university and got patted on the head because you think you're part of the crew now. You idiots. I'm talking to new listeners that serve the establishment. You think you're going to prey on your fellow humans and ascend to the next level? That's 101. As a rule in the universe, that you're going to be absolutely brought down for what you've done. You people are the opposite of the type of spirits because you're not even spirits. You're little greedy bastards. You're not even alive. You've lost your souls already. And you're so dead, you think you're going to merge with a machine and become alive? If you were alive, you'd know that that would be the end of your humanity. Not to use a machine to augment you or help you or help you survive. Or no, a machine that makes you a god, a machine that takes over your free will, a machine. Give me a break. A machine made by men. And you think it's the god. And you'll want to believe it's artificially intelligent. You'll want to believe it has all the answers. When all the answers were laying in front of you. It's like when your kids will be looking for their hat or looking for their homework, and they're going, where is it? And it's like right there on the table in front of them. Interesting article, though, because it admits you're not going to have your jobs, you have no future, and should you even be kept around as a workforce? No, they'll be a workforce. They're going to be the new political minders in the next to last phase to help bring down anybody that doesn't want to merge with this. But first, your phone calls when we return. Carlos, stay there. You're up first. Then Mark, Josh, Clayton, Frank, Sean, and others.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome back. Let's go right to your phone calls. Even if you don't believe the elite can merge with machines and become gods, that's their religion. Like radical Islam is kill Christians, kill Jews, enslave everybody, take over. That's their belief. It's like some pygmies, you know, believe that they can eat somebody's heart and get their strength, or some tribes in the Pacific Ocean think they can cut your head off and shrink your head and get your soul. It doesn't mean I believe in that. It means that's what they believe in. That's basically the criminology we're talking about. And so to understand why our world's going in the direction it's going, you have to understand eugenics and transhumanism in its modern sense. Not its pop sense, but its actual elite sense. I want to go now to your phone calls. Carlos, Mark, Frank, Sean, Aaron, Josh, Clinton, and others. Carlos, you're up first from Virginia. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Awesome. Long-time listener, about 8 years. Finally glad to talk to you on the phone. I love your product. And I just want to say, over the years, man, I've learned a lot about what's going on. There's a lot I know I don't know still, but I'm learning. And honestly, it's really made me seek God a whole lot more because I realize what we're really up against as far as humanity. And I would encourage anybody out there, you know, I know people aren't really tuned into religion and not turned on to it, and I understand that. But honestly, just to have a personal relationship with God, you know, seek him sincerely. And I think that's step one.
Well, that's right. The system wants us to be soulless. That's why they've taken control of the churches, to make sure that people are basically led by these false prophets. But when you stare into the abyss of evil, when you really study this, it makes you understand there is evil, there's also good, and it makes you want to get yourself right with God.
Absolutely. So I want to encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing, but I wanted to mention something about the GOP debate in the future. I know this last one with CNBC was pretty much a joke, and what are your thoughts about maybe the alternative media, since it's on the rise, mostly with InfoWars and others, maybe hosting or moderating the next GOP-type debate?
Obviously, if the candidates wanted to have myself or, let's say, Matt Drudge host a debate, they would probably do it with Drudge. But no one gets more establishment than political candidates, so they're afraid of quote, anything radical. Trump is successful because he is radical and has plugged InfoWars and other sites like Drudge. But still, so many of these politicians think that the more milquetoast, middle-of-the-road they act, the more people like them. But I don't think the NBC or MSNBC or CNBC debate was all the same thing, but it was CNBC debate a few weeks ago was a joke. It was the establishment media out of bullets with the candidates standing up to them, and they were shell-shocked at the end of it. So I think they should go to more establishment debates and absolutely tear the daylights out of them. But also they should host their own, say, RNC debate up on a podium, 2 hours long, questions from the audience or randomly generated, whatever the case is. And then everybody can carry the feed, and you'd end up with 6 or 7 channels having it, and it'd be much bigger. Anything like that is a game-changing innovator, and I certainly support it. Thank you so much, Carlos. That's what Matt Drudge talks about, having your own website, having your own platform, doing your own media, not going and doing it on somebody else's platform. So I would be all for the GOP saying, we'll take 3 questions from CNN, 3 from Fox, 3 from MSNBC, 3 from whatever, but then we're going to take the rest of the questions, another 20 or so, from alternative media. And then you could have your questions that were mailed in, put in a big hopper, spun around, and then taken out. Stuff like that. Some would be goofy, some would be serious, some would be wild cards, but I guarantee you it would have record ratings than anything ever seen. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in North Carolina. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, Alex. Honored to talk to you.
Welcome.
I saw two things. I saw Spectre today, and you know what I was thinking when I was watching it? I don't want to go into all the details about it, but I was thinking, you know, the InfoWars people could have just as easily put this thing together. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, incredible from start to finish. I mean, of course, you have the silly special effects that's unrealistic, but all in
well,
all,
sure, I have to say that I've not been a fan of James Bond movies other than for their intentional or unintentional comedy factors for a long time. I mean, I've got some of the old Roger Moore movies and some of the old Sean Connery movies on DVD. I let my kids watch them, and we make fun of them, and it's really good comedy. That said, The modern movies have been not very good. And I went and saw Spectre last week, and I thought it was excellent. Overall, it did have some Fast and Furious type stuff with the planes going down the mountains and cars driving down steps and unrealistic stuff. But other than that, I'd give it about a 90. And the last two, I'd give about a 70. Really good topics, really good issues, really good technology. The first helicopter scene and obviously the first opening scene on November 2nd down in Mexico City for Day of the Dead. It was from start to finish a really good, entertaining film. I agree with you.
There's another thing, too. I read a book recently. I just finished, as a matter of fact, called Code of Conduct by Brad Thor. I think it was maybe his best book. Again, he could have just as easily gotten that from you, and he probably did get a lot of stuff from you.
Well, take The Last Captain America. You know, I don't think it's getting it from me. I think it's adjusting your perspective a little bit, getting behind the curtain, and then you see pretty much the whole thing. Different eyes will see different things, but generally we see the same thing. Plus, the globalists are so arrogant, they operate as if the public has no hope and is already defeated. So they pretty much admit everything they're doing in white papers. Now, that's really where we need to target that and get that out to the public. But go ahead.
But I posted on Brad Thor's Facebook, too, that instead of calling you a conspiracy theorist, because I heard him one time talking on Glenn Beck, instead of going to somebody, a fool like Glenn Beck, he should come on to your show because it's obvious he gets most of his material or a good portion of his material from you. Because I posted that before he even finished the book because I could tell how much of your...
Well, sure. And God bless you. I appreciate your call, Mark. My greatest success, undoubtedly, is influencing the conservative and libertarian media. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, or any of these other hosts, Sean Hannity, they're saying things I said 10 years ago today. And so it's my job to push the envelope, to tell the truth, to say what's dangerous, and then I make it safe for them later to say it. But see, I'm not here to get ratings and just make money. I need ratings and money to get the word out. I really am in a war. So I don't see Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck as competition. I don't see Sean Hannity or Michael Savage as competition. Michael Savage, you know, basically, I'm not going to get into his background. It's not a secret, but the guy's a multi-billionaire, and so's his family. So he doesn't need money either. You notice he comes on the show, he cares. He knows we're losing the country. He doesn't do it for money. Somebody like Glenn Beck or others, you know, they see me as competition. So they're going to make little nasty jabs and stuff because they're not Alex Jones or Michael Savage.
You can run on for a long time.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is, my friends. Johnny Cash is bringing us in, finishing up on the subject the last caller raised. Yes, it was Mark. Then we're going to go to Frank, Sean, Aaron, Josh, Clinton, and others. They have had, just in the last few weeks, a whole bunch of TV channels, national comedians, Bill Maher, you name it, come out and say that I said things I didn't say. You know, Alex Jones says cancer is good for you. That's what Bill Maher said. Stuff like that. Or Alex Jones doesn't like black people. That's what he told me. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they're doing. And they're doing stuff that they could lose lawsuits very easily with because they've been green-lighted by their bosses. We will pay the lawsuits if he wins. We don't care. We want him destroyed. And the fact that they would do stuff like that shows the gloves are off. But you got a lot of libertarians and conservatives and others that have kind of tuned into Fox News or CNN, and they just get whatever's said there, and then that's what's safe for them to say, and they stick with that. And then if I get up here 3 years ago and say missiles were smuggled out of Benghazi, they killed the ambassador to cover it up, and I have CIA whistleblowers on and colonels on, they just go on shows and call me a conspiracy theorist. Now, 3 years later, those very same hosts come out and report it like, coming back, we're going to break the big news to you. I'm not proud of the fact we break stuff first. I'm doing it because I want to beat these people. I'm doing it because I know I can make it safe for lesser men to join the team and fight the globalist.
I'm about stopping this takeover. I'm about winning. Not about getting the brass ring, not about having the biggest jet, not about having the biggest house. I could care less. I want to change history for the better. I believe in humanity. And I'm here ringing the alarm, a modern Paul Revere. And my audience, you the listeners, we the people, you're the real power of this broadcast. You're the reason they're attacking it everywhere. You're the reason they're coming after us. Because the real power of this show is you. And secondarily, but just as important, it's the fact that the cowards all plagiarize and take what we say and do and repeat it. Well, then they're not cowards at all. I love them. And if I fall, if I'm destroyed, it'll just make us that much bigger. And I don't want that to happen. I'm a little bit selfish. At the end of the day, it's all in God's hands, but I know who I am. I know what I stand for, and I know history. So being ridiculed or attacked or demonized at a sick level is entertaining, and I repented of that 5 years ago. I don't get off on it anymore. I realize it's part of the danger zone we're in, and I shouldn't get off on being lied about and attacked. Again, I'm so aggressive and so manly that when I get attacked and lied about, I actually like it. I mean, it's sinful, and I repent for it. But the enemy doesn't hurt me when they do that stuff. It actually, in a sick way, I get off on it. And I've almost gotten to the point where I don't get off on it. And now I realize how serious it is. And I realize it means how important our work is. But that's just what it comes down to. Let's go to some phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank. And Frank, you're calling in from North Carolina. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I sacrificed my Sunday NFL Carolina Panthers win over the Green Bay Packers today because I thought it'd be a good time to go and see the movie Spectra, and I only see about maybe one movie every 2 or 3 years. I saw Mad Max. That was kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because I was a big Mad Max fan growing up.
No, it's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, but I'm getting an echo.
Well, I'm sorry, brother. Just go ahead.
Hey, just based on memory, I just saw it a few hours ago. It's kind of a long movie, too. Actually, out of the four movies that Daniel Craig has done, I'd say Spectre is as good as any of them. I think the fight scene on the train was probably about as good as any fight scene I've ever seen.
I'm about to say, that big guy's scary. I actually know a retired MMA fighter that looks just like that guy. I was almost like, is he in this movie? Pretty scary guy.
Yeah, I read all the Ian Fleming books as a boy. I've read some of them 2 or 3 times since then. So I'm kind of a fan of the character and all that. But anyway, the movie itself evokes, the New World Order.
They actually say the New World Order in the movie. I should have pointed that out, yeah.
It evokes Boss Flag operations very clearly in the movie. Any idiot can listen and watch. They're saying that criminal elements infiltrate governments and create false flag attacks to manipulate the masses and bring in...
Yeah, they want to get a global NSA basically run by a corporate UN group, so they stage bombings around the world anytime a country doesn't vote for it.
In the movie, they specifically create and manufacture a terrorist attack in South Africa. They harp quite a bit in the movie on the surveillance state, and it comes out pretty much that everybody, even the in crowd, the spies, M, you know, the character M, he's over the 007 or the 00 section, all the people in the MI5, all that, they're all being monitored. Their personal lives, everything's being monitored.
That's right, and it also says HUMET, or human intelligence, is the way to go, and giving it over to machines only makes you weaker. It's a pro-human movie. No, I thought it was the best James Bond movie I've probably ever seen. It had some problems, but and I don't usually say movies have a good message, but I think overall it was a pretty good movie.
Overall, it's pretty good. I have no idea who the hell came up with the decision for the guy that sang the theme song. That didn't sound like a James Bond theme song. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was the best intro ever, too, though. Just a pretty amazing movie. I went and saw it and was like, wow, this is actually a good movie. Most movies I see, I can't stand watching them. So I just sit at home and watch Stanley Kubrick films and stuff like that. But it was powerful. I appreciate your call. We've had a lot of calls about Spectre today, and there's a lot of real stuff going on. That's why I haven't really talked about it. The last Captain America had a great message. But then now the new comic book and the new movie coming out is the fights the Tea Party. So you can see what happened when Disney took it over. Let's go ahead now and take another caller. Let's talk to Sean in Canada. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks a lot for taking my call, man. First time ever. You know, dude, I'm going to tell you something. You are fantastic. And, you know, we are the resistance whenever it comes to putting things on the air and getting your message out. You know, my mom passed away, 2 years ago? And that's when I started listening to you. And I'll tell you something, brother. You are fantastic.
Well, please, my friend, I'm just here trying to build a civilization and future for my children, just like you probably are. So please don't thank me. This is survival mechanism right here.
Absolutely. So I thank all your listeners and everybody that does this and, you know, putting out and everything like that. So basically, you know, you guys lost Gunnar Hansen, you know, today, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So that's not what I'm calling about, man. You know, it's a sad thing when people lose. There's been so many deaths in my family in the past couple of weeks. It's been crazy. So basically here in, you know, you keep talking about this stuff about the borders, you know, being open. But I'm going to tell you something. Every time you talk about it, I get a little PO'd about it because I'm like, if you come to Niagara Falls, and that's where I am, 10 minutes away from the border, you cannot get past.
Oh, I know. I'm saying this. Our southern border is open to illegals that don't follow the system, basically. They've stopped deportations for a great extent. But if you try to work in the system, they make it really hard to come here. And all we say is, don't be a felon. Come here. We need workers. We need good people. We need college educated. I'm all for, I got folks working here that are from other countries and have visas. I'm trying to get Watson to come over here and get him a visa. I mean, I'm not against immigrants. We are a country of immigrants. I'm against bringing people in and then weaponizing them. But I'm fully aware that northern border is very hard to get through either way. I've been harassed repeatedly trying to get into Canada.
Oh, I work at the hotels along the border here on the Canadian side. And I'll tell you something, even when I go into the U.S., I've been over the Fort Erie border, the Peace Bridge. I've been at the Rainbow Bridge. I've also been at the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge. And I'm telling you right now, at the Rainbow Bridge one time I was taken in there and I was strip searched.
Wow.
And, I'm a British citizen still. I've been in Canada for, you know.
Well, listen, we got to jump, but you're a great example of perception. How I just oversimplify, our borders are wide open and people think this guy's full of it. No, I agree. The northern border is clamped down.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're living on the edge. Clinton in Texas, your call's up next. Then Josh, Aaron, and others. As many as I can get to in this last segment. And then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, with the weekday four-hour transmission now expanded out to 4 hours. In the fourth hour, I co-host or have other hosts, so we have more information, more time to cover news, more special reports. You can find the free feeds at Infowars.com/show. We also have PrisonPlanet.com and other web platforms. We've redesigned Infowars to make it more modern. About 85% of people like it. 15% don't like it. I'll be honest, at some levels, I don't like it because I'm used to the old site. But we're going to be doing some tweaking, adding some new features. The biggest problem is featured stories has less stories than the old one, and they scroll off. It's why you've got to click on View All to find more of that. But I'm going to be doing a tutorial on it and breaking down the site in the next few days for folks. We're going to be adding some features as well right now. You can kind of say this is a live beta test. Like, see right here, why is this a big white area right here? You know, just stuff like that that we're going to be working on. So it'll be getting better. And we are taking your feedback as well, the emails, the comments, with what's happening with the site. But what's really important is the articles themselves, obviously, and you passing those articles on to others. And legendary U.S. Army commander says Russia would annihilate U.S. in head-to-head battle in Europe. Videos, mysterious lights spotted over California, airspace over the Pacific is closed to incoming flights. The media ask, is it flying saucers? No, it's missile test. I mean, they just always act completely ignorant about stuff. So that's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I want to get to political correctness some because this is really going far right now.
It's really pushing itself right now, aggressively. And people say, well, it makes them look dumb. It makes them look stupid. Well, that's because you weren't brought up under this level of conditioning. You were brought up under the first level of political correctness that sounds reasonable. Hey, let's not call people handicap. Handicap, it hurts their feelings. Well, handicap doesn't mean anything. It just means, like, if you're not good at golf, you're a new player, they give you a handicap so you have a better chance of winning. It's kind of like, you know, letting your kid, when you're in a race with them, start 10 seconds before you in the swimming pool or, you know, at the park. And, hey, don't use the word black. Don't use this word. Don't use that word. More and more, don't use the word homosexual, even though it's a scientific word, like heterosexual. And then once they get you to agree to that, hey, let's ban swastikas. Okay, now let's ban American flags. It sets the precedent that there are speech police, thought police. And every day I see 3-4 crazy examples of this now. But there's one that I saw on the Daily Caller yesterday. The Daily Mail has it today as well. They're up on Infowars.com in the featured news archive. The moment Yale students encircled and shouted down professor who told them to just look away if they were offended by Halloween costumes. And he's over the department, student affairs, and they had come to him, it's now come out, and asked him to ban Halloween. Now, whether you like the holiday of Halloween or whether you hate it, whatever, that's not being debated here. The point is that all over the Western world, they're saying, don't do it, be a geisha girl, or even if you're Hispanic, don't be a mariachi. Well, I mean, it's fun to wear a sombrero and run around. I mean, you can be any outfit. It's not attacking people if I dress up like a Native American or if I dress up like a, you know, whatever. Obviously, that's ridiculous. It's mind control. And so students surround the professor and start screaming and going, I'm not safe. Oh, I hate you, you know. Implying they want to get him. In fact, they've sent letters. They want him fired. They're not safe now. They're bad. And he says, well, you know, I have a different vision than you. We have to be inclusive. So they're just turning everything into racist so they can dominate it and basically boss you around. They're bullying. They're the tyrants. And this is what I ran into on Halloween wearing a captain's hat. People asked me if it was a Nazi and got in my face. It was clearly a captain's hat, nothing to do with. I mean, it's as racist as a Southwest Airlines hat. My cousin was going to the store and said, what costumes do you want? I said, we're going out on this boat you've rented for your birthday, same day. Let's give me a captain's hat. Well, he got me actually an airline hat. A navy blue with, you know, wings on an airline hat. And there were white people that I saw out at parties walking around going, my white privilege, my white privilege. I said, are you joking? Are you playing the part of a politically correct person? They went, no, I can't wear it. It'll hurt someone. I'm just so bad. I mean, it's mass mental illness. And people say, oh, that didn't really happen. Yeah, it did. Well, here's video of it as they shriek and scream and freak out. They're not safe because he wouldn't ban Halloween. And because they said in the letter, if you don't like a costume, just don't look at it. Now, universities everywhere, this is Yale, are shredding constitutions. Women come in and say, it's scary. They go, I agree, it's evil. And they erase it. So she's like, oh, my gosh, Halloween, I might see somebody in a costume that offends me. Ban everything. Ban speech. It hurts me. It's a pre-ban on the Constitution, on free expression, preemptively. It's the end of free speech. It's called totalitarianism. But this is the scholarship-loving, liberal fascist women with their boyfriends behind them going, they only speak after she speaks. They only agree with her. That's right. That's right. The woman speaks. The man agrees. And I talk to people at UT that I know who are going through different high-level PhD programs. They say it is beyond a Jim Jones cult. They tell white people, you are inherently bad, period. They go, no, we're all one species. Love is the answer. Hardcore liberals, people I know that are real liberals, are being told, no, you're white, you're evil, by white people. And then they all sit there and just chant like cults. I mean, folks, the country is far gone. Europe is far gone. This is scientific mind control. Jerry Seinfeld says, we're going to move back to New York so you can meet more boys. Girls and boys together is sexist and racist. boys are bad. He's like, you're joking. No, they are. Total mental illness by design. And they get them all in a cult re-education camp level where there's a whole bunch of them together and they all start reinforcing it. Brown paper bags. He's a cowboy. Geisha girl. This is what you're paying for with the education. Let's go to the clip as she hyperventilates with a bunch of students nodding their heads, agreeing, and marching up aggressively. And the real reason is he's white. And most of them are, quote, minorities. Now, most, quote, minorities, who are a majority, by the way, most places, are not mentally ill like this. But this is at a college, and these people are completely under panic attack control. Even psychologists writing articles for Atlantic Monthly admit it's like some type of weird panic attack disorder that they have superimposed on them. This is mass mind control. Here it is.
The exception is because other people have rights, too, not just
hit pause. Back it up to the start again. Notice they're saying the professor... Other people have rights, too, to not be offended. So you have a right to not be offended in the public. No, you don't. Let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
The exception is because other people have rights, too, not just
walk away. Be quiet for all standing. You understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort.
And pause. Let's back it up 10 seconds. Notice she says the key words here. Be quiet. Starts trying to talk to another person. She's, be quiet. I am anointed. I am a woman. Be quiet. Here it is.
For all standing students, you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Silliman. You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
No, I don't agree with that.
Then why the f*** did you accept?
Pause. Back it up 10 seconds. She says you've heard a place of comfort and safety. Again, they just define what comfort is, a total FEMA camp, total tyranny, total mind control, total cult. And he says, I don't agree with that. She starts screaming and cussing, not agreeing with her. That's what Facebook now says. Not agreeing with someone is hate speech. That's in their new terms of service. Here it is.
Sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
Then no, I stop. Don't agree with that.
Then why the f*** did you accept the position?
Because I hired you. I have a different vision.
You should step down. If that is what you think about being a master, you should step down. It is not about creating an intellectual space. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
She's in his face aggressively.
You are not doing that.
You're supposed to be our advocate.
To the man,
you should have heard that lesson when you hear a Franco say that she didn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman.
Halloween, it's so. Hit pause and back it up. It's so scary. They gotta let people at their dorms wear costumes. Help me. You're so evil. I mean, I'm gonna throw up. I'm sorry, the other callers, I'm out of time. Fade down the music. Let's go out to break with our shrieking. Give her the floor. Only she can speak. She's God. Go out to the end of the show with this. Here it is.
You should be at the event last night when you hear a Franco say that she didn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman in Silliman. How do you explain that? These freshmen come here, they think this is what Yale is? Do you hear that? They're going to leave. They're going to transfer.
That's right. They're going to leave. It's all over.